is a newsroom.
On Friday, September 22nd, is a new deadline. Either the big three get down to business and work with us to make progress in negotiations, or more locals will be called on to stand up and go out on strike.
Now, that was a video posted by Sean Fain, the UAW leader, talking about the deadline for Friday. Here is Senator Sherrod Brown joining us this morning. You were on the picket line in Toledo. Is that what I saw, Senator?
Yeah, I was last Friday, six days ago, yes. And I did not talk to a worker who does not support the strike. Granted, these were on the picket line at the union hall, lining up to get strike benefits from their union. But overwhelming support, and it's because they in a sense, workers buy a lot of givebacks and wages and benefits, especially retirement benefits, save that company, those two companies, Chrysler, Daimler in those days, it was called, and GM. And they saw these companies prosper. They made $12 billion so far just this calendar year. Their executives make 365 times. Their CEO makes 365 times what the average worker makes. And they've had it. They just think this is wrong that they make this company work, 60-some hundred workers. And it's time that the companies understand they keep increasing their own pay, their executives. They do stock buybacks. They do all the things that corporate executives do now, and the richest 1%, and the rest of the country's left behind. And they saw what UPS workers did, and they got a good contract. They're looking at organizing drives in a country now that's more pro-union than any time I've ever seen. And they know it's time to step up the way Ford, Chrysler, and GM workers are doing.
Deadline's coming up. We'll have to wait and see how things are going to work out for that. But on another jobs front, the air taxi factory. Here's a little bit from ABC's story.
They'll build air taxis on a 140-acre site at Ohio's Dayton International Airport by 2025. That's in an agreement announced between the state and Joby Aviation, Inc., based in California. Futuristic aircraft are spreading around the world as a ride-sharing alternative in crowded cities. Joby's Ohio facility would produce up to 500 of the quiet aircraft a year, creating 2,000 jobs. The project is supported by about $325 million from a state program, Jobs Ohio, and a local investment. So, Chuck Sievertson, ABC.
I mean, that's
News.
A great story, but this sounds like some futuristic vehicle, right? The way we have that. I don't know if you had a chance to, maybe you didn't hear that.
Yeah, I was with the governor and two local Republican congressmen, Turner and Kerry, whom I work with in a lot of things, and a number of people in the community, and I talked at some length to the CEO. Then I talked to him yesterday with a group of his executives on Zoom. They are excited. I'm excited. This is Ohio. I mean, what we forget is Ohio really is not just the birthplace of aviation. We really are a major aerospace state. And a quick tour of the state, just east of where you are sitting right now, is a NASA facility, only 10 in the country. Just west of where you're sitting in Sandusky is the Armstrong old Plumbrook facility. Then again, a NASA facility. Go to Columbus and see Battelle. Then go to Cincinnati and see GE Aviation, and go to Dayton and see Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. Go to my hometown of Mansfield or Youngstown or Toledo or Springfield and see the air bases. We have smaller, of course, than Wright-Patt, but we are an aviation state. It produces a lot of wealth. We have more jobs connected to Airbus, the major international competitor to Boeing, than any state in the country. So this is an opportunity for us. Joby came to Ohio because that's who we are. Forget the history of the Wright brothers and John Glenn and Neil Armstrong and Geraldine Mock and all of them. We are an aviation aerospace state today, and we need to take advantage of it.
All right. Now you got a busy day, Senator. We appreciate your moments with us this morning. Thanks for joining us today.
We'll do it again. Thanks, folks. See ya.